Thank you and good morning. Members of the county SWAT team arrested 21-year-old Phoenix King and a 16-year-old girl on the Samoa Peninsula on Monday after search teams were sent to the area to find the pair. The two are suspects in a homicide investigation that began on Sunday afternoon after a man with two wounds from a crossbow was found crawling to the roadway at Highway 255 and Old Navy Base Road. That man reported a second victim who was found dead from a wound to the head, and witnesses near the scene provided descriptions of the suspects, King, and the juvenile female. On Monday afternoon, the pair were seen near the dunes, and law enforcement, including a helicopter, responded to the area. The helicopter crew located the pair, and they were arrested by SWAT team members and taken into custody. It's expected that King and the juvenile female will face homicide and attempted homicide charges for the killing of a 44-year-old transient and the wounding of his 41-year-old companion. There were two traffic-related fatalities in Humboldt County over the weekend. On Saturday night, California Highway Patrol officers arrested 29-year-old Arcata resident Zachary Glasgow following a collision on Highway 36. Glasgow was driving when he allowed his vehicle to travel into oncoming lanes and collide with a truck driven by a petroleum man. The collision killed Glasgow's passenger, 28-year-old Jane Goodearl, and after receiving treatment for his injuries, Glasgow was booked into county jail on felony charges including suspicion of DUI. In Eureka, a Swedish couple were involved in a collision with a pickup truck driven by 33-year-old Eureka resident Melissa Hughbanks. Police believe that the driver, Knut Franberg, failed to yield at the intersection of California and Clark Streets and collided with Hughbanks. Hughbanks, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal injuries in the crash. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning at 9 o'clock, and one of the items on the agenda is a recommendation to designate Supervisors Virginia Bass and Mark Lovelace to speak at the upcoming Coastal Commission meeting regarding the proposed Highway 101 Safety Corridor project. The Coastal Commission will meet on September 12th to consider a federal consistency plan determined for the project, which intends to improve safety in the corridor by closing the medians at Bayside Cutoff, Brake Hut, California Redwood, and Mid-City Motor World. And the Corral Fire continues to burn in the Trinity Alps wilderness as fire crews make significant progress containing the blaze that has scorched more than 12,000 acres. Fire officials hope to have full containment by Wednesday. Further to the east, however, the Redding Searchlight reports that a fast-moving blaze exploded southeast of Redding on Monday and had destroyed at least a dozen structures and houses and threatened hundreds more as emergency crews rushed to the area. The Clover Fire ripped through Happy Valley, knocking out power lines and spreading rapidly through the dry brush as residents scrambled to evacuate their belongings. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office is working to notify residents and evacuate them and perform welfare checks as fire crews battle the blaze. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
I've been prospecting all my life and I never struck it rich. That is not until I discovered the most tasty and healthy food at the Golden Harvest Cafe. Why, they got a frittata made flat to hold more onions, avocado, and cheddar cheese. And a Baja burger with jalapenos and pepper jack. Makes me wish I had more teeth left. Yep, heart attack. The other fellows just don't pan out compared to Golden Harvest. Try them for breakfast or lunch. You'll taste the difference. Golden Harvest Cafe in Arcata on G Street at 11th and South Broadway at Allard and Eureka. The mother load.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state's realignment program that has seen a greater burden placed on local governments to house those convicted of less serious and nonviolent crimes has caused outcry across the state. One issue that gets overlooked, however, is mental health and the fact that local jails not only house those convicted of crimes, but those with mental issues as well, as Sheriff Mike Downey points out.
Humboldt County Jail, along with many other jails throughout California, become our largest repository of those that are mentally ill because we have no facilities for them. So, you know, our facility obviously has people that are mentally ill, and we have a full staff of mental health folks in there.
The combination of mental health and substance abuse is another piece of the puzzle that is difficult to solve, and the tie-in between substance abuse and criminal behavior is an issue as well.
But then on top of that, we have those that are drug-induced mental illness. Even though they may have been weaned from whatever that drug is that they took prior to coming into the facility, the effects of it are long-lasting and linger because it's changed their whole psychological profile. So someone that may have not been violent prior to that has changed. And so, yes, we see that. We see that there are some direct correlation between the two.
Dealing with criminals is difficult enough, but when you add in the problems of mental illness and substance abuse, the problems must be addressed at levels other than just local government. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.